Hello, everybody, and welcome back to MarTech Masters. I have here with me Ben Jablow, VP of Alliances at Postal. How are you doing, Ben? And thank you for doing this with us.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you and what Postal is all about.
Sure. Ben Jablow, as you mentioned, VP of Alliances, Postal.io. Postal is a sales engagement platform. And what makes us a little bit different from some of the other sales engagement platforms is that we focus on automating offline assets, gifts, creating direct mail and sending direct mail. And so it's a nice complementary tool to some of the other tools that are very prevalent in the marketplace.
And what's the difference between what you guys do and the traditional, you know, direct mail companies and gifting companies? Like, what's different about you guys?
Primarily the automation. Well, both the creation and automation. So we've built a direct mail tool that allows you to create direct mail assets, typically postcards, note cards, bifolds, trifolds, and do it in a very user-friendly way. So if you're not a designer, you can actually put together a really good looking piece of direct mail. Mm-hmm. And then within a couple clicks, send it to one person, 100 people, set it up so it sends in an automated fashion based on actions that occur within a user CRM. So it's a really nice tool that allows for a different kind of functionality that doesn't really exist in the marketplace.
Of course, and every single one of them could be printed with a different message that's customized from your CRM and things like that, right? So this would be perfect for ABM or sales or very personalized marketing, right?
Yeah, it's perfect for that. As an administrator for an account, you can set it up so you have a templated message and you can add variables based on who you're sending it to and who you're sending it from. Or you can just open it up to your team so they can send, you know, whatever messages they want to send.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, of course, during these trying times we're going through, businesses are trying to find all kinds of different ways to, first of all, grow, but also differentiate themselves. How can businesses use direct mail and gifts to create these great experiences, these connections, the emotional connection with their leads and their customers, and try to keep people happy and engaged?
Yeah, it's a really interesting time, right? And so currently a lot of people are working from home. And so getting a piece of direct mail in your home mailbox is powerful. And so we found that a lot of companies, they're not going to stop what they're doing or change what they're doing in regards to kind of their online messaging and you know, reaching out via email or other online channels. But what it really does is it gives you another channel to pull through that messaging. And we've seen an increase of about 30 to 40% when you use the offline channel in addition to what you're already doing online.
That's great. That's great. And how are, because again, this is not new. Sending a gift is not a new thing, or sending direct mail. It's actually very old, and you're using it in new ways. I love that you can integrate it into a CRM, and we'll talk about that in a second. But how are some of the creative ways that you've seen people using gifts and direct mail to create these engagements?
Yeah, one way that we've seen companies use it recently is companies are looking for ways to reinvent what they've done from an event standpoint in the past, kind of taking the idea of the in-person event and figuring out how to do it in a creative way online. Mm-hmm. So we've seen companies set up, you know, you hear about the virtual happy hours, but we've seen really creative companies take that a step further and do a wine tasting. So they'll send their targets, whether it's prospects or clients, specific bottles of wine or maybe even samples of wine. They'll find a maybe it's a vineyard or maybe it's a a wine expert to lead a call for 45 minutes and really make it interactive. Teach them about wine tasting, teaching them about the specific wines. So we've seen companies get really creative, whether it's wine, whether it's flowers and gardening, whether it's how to grill or cook meat. We talked to a company this morning that specializes in that. But so we've seen companies get really creative with their virtual events and really complement them with both the direct mail and different gift ideas.
That's great. I've seen some things online too. I think it was like Katie Burke posted something about she was going to this meeting, and it was like a coffee meeting for empowering women. And all of a sudden she posted that they sent the whole cake for her to actually enjoy during that meeting. And that, again, that's the human touch, that you're eating the cake, you will remember that meeting. There is a whole emotional connection to that specific gift and that meeting that you had. So that increases the probability of you remembering that specific event, and of course having some kind of emotional connection with the brand. And of course, if someone reach out from those for that brand, the salesperson or someone or an email comes to you, you will connect automatically to that specific gift that you had. I love the idea of having experiences like the wine tasting. Any other examples that you have of people using creative things like that for events or for ABM or for sales?
Yeah, you know, we've seen companies get really creative with how to position their swag too, right? Like, you know, I remember, and I'm dating myself, but for years I worked at CareerBuilder.com, and anytime we wanted to send apparel or branded merchandise to a prospect or client, we'd walk downstairs, we'd go into a marketing closet. We'd go throw the items into, yeah, exactly. We'd throw the items into a FedEx box and we'd ship them out. And we've automated that process too. Companies can now come onto our site and choose the types of swag that they want to purchase. They can design them on the site. They can then host them, we can host them virtually for them. And they can automate that whole process. They actually don't even need to order the items to their office. We can warehouse them and then they can just choose who to send them to, and boom, it goes right out.
That's so awesome. That sounds great for events. I was going through the Inbound 2020 event, and they had a package that included a box of swag. And I was like, how are they even doing this? But this is exactly how they're doing it. A company like yours is putting together the box virtually, right? And then you can send that box to every single attendant. So then they have a box to open the day of the event with food and swag and whatever is part of the experience, right?
That's exactly right.
That's awesome.
We're doing a cool campaign leading up to Inbound where we're sending a box to each recipient with a cool wooden box with a really cool logo on it, their logo, the name of the recipient. Inside, they're going to have a very tailored card inviting them to the event. They're going to have a handful of cookies, and then they're going to have a video recording that's personalized from each of the sales reps.
That's awesome. Awesome. Sounds like something that will, again, create an impact in someone. And I believe that's kind of like what we're talking about, is how do we connect at an emotional level without the in-person connection? That's the challenge right now. And I believe that that's it's closing the gap between us being on a screen and now being able to shake hands or talk in person or meet in person. And it creates an experience to remember, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We kind of think of it in three ways: personalization, customization, and automation. Right. And that's kind of like, that's what we focus on when we think about how to kind of make improvements to the site, how to add companies to the marketplace. We're always thinking about those things.
That's great. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your HubSpot integration? You integrate with HubSpot. We are a 100% HubSpot agency. So tell us more about that, how the CRM and the sales tools and all those things integrate with your tool.
Yeah. We love the HubSpot integration. It's one of our... It feels the most native, which we love, and that's again something that's super important to us. The two kind of primary functions, when you're looking at a contact in the CRM, you can, through the CRM cards in the right-hand nav, you can go in while looking at any contact and easily send a postal directly from the platform. Awesome. You can, and a postal is our term, by the way, for an item in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. I probably should have specified. But you can quickly, through the interface, either send the item directly to the recipient. You can add the contact to a playbook. Playbook is our term, our internal term for a workflow. Mm-hmm. Or you can set them up with potentially with a trigger as well. The other kind of, and taking that trigger idea a step further, we also integrate with HubSpot's workflows. So you can build in a workflow within the HubSpot workflow tool. You can build in the ability to, based on any action that occurs within the CRM or the marketing tool, you can send a specific items or add them to a playbook based on an action that occurs within the CRM.
So for example, I would be able to have, I don't know, someone that went through my webinar and I'm sending a thank you email. I can also send them a thank you box, right? Like that could be automated as part of the workflow.
Absolutely. That's right.
That is.
Anything that can be done within the workflows, you can automate a specific send to take place. The two examples I typically use, you have a call with a prospect or a client, and you want to send them a thank you note. You can set it up so once you mark that as a completed meeting, a thank you note automatically gets triggered. And by the way, one of the things that we've added to our platform is the ability through AI handwriting to send a handwritten thank you note. Right now, we have the ability to choose from 9 fonts from employees at Postal. The Ben font is by far the nicest, best looking, most effective, tested.
That's awesome. And actually, I've gotten some of those. I've gotten some postcards that are very realistic, but they're like they're mass produced in this way. So actually, you look at it, it's like, oh, they wrote this. So
yeah,
that gives it another personal touch, right?
Yeah, it looks really good. I had to submit about a 20-page writing sample in order for them to understand how letters connect, for them to understand how I write my A's differently depending on whether they connect or not. And so you can see that in the handwriting.
That's awesome.
That's one example. The other example is sending them a company that's gone from prospect to client when the deal closes, automatically trigger a bottle of wine. And we've seen both examples work really well, and you can do all of that within HubSpot, which is super exciting.
That's perfect. So tell me more about some other integrations that you have and maybe some other software that you work with.
Yeah, we work really closely with both Outreach.io and SalesLoft, both kind of the premier sales engagement platforms in the marketplace. We integrate seamlessly with both of those tools. We integrate with Salesforce. Currently, we have a data sync with them, so all the contacts can be synced. In a couple of weeks, the completed integration will allow for triggering and playbooks.
Nice.
And on the horizon, Marketo should be relatively soon. We'll develop an app for Zapier. Integrate with Shopify on the vendor side, so we can easily onboard vendors to the marketplace. So we've got a lot of cool integrations on the horizon.
Exciting stuff happening for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You also said, you mentioned when we talked before that you have a partner program for marketing agencies. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're super excited about it. We want to provide agencies a tool that they can use for their clients, with their clients, and we want to be able to refer clients to them as well. So we view this as a kind of a flywheel. So the idea is, and from our side, we have a lot of clients that are looking to develop either really robust creative for their direct mail, or they need a little help when it comes to coordinating campaigns, both on the gifting and on the direct mail side. And so we want to build up a really powerful network of agencies that we can refer business to, both on the creative and account management side. And then once we're working with some of these agencies, and we'll certify them to make sure they're comfortable with the platform. But we'll give them access to the platform at no cost. We'll give their clients a discount. And then we'll, you know, allow them to toggle freely between all of their clients so they don't have to go through a login and log out process. And then we'll give them some other goodies along the way to kind of incent usage. But we're super excited about it, and it's been super well received in the marketplace.
That's awesome. I feel like a lot of agencies can take advantage of this, as in, from the marketing side of things, from sales side of things, especially HubSpot agencies for sure. The automation of all these different items and the ability to just send something to someone from the CRM, I believe that's crucial. I always talk about how the integrations that we use, of course, people are the most important asset of a company. And I do believe in true partnerships, and that's how we choose software, right? But number two, I would put the integration with your platform is the second most important part. Like, features are great and price is important, all those things, but people first and integration is second. If you have a robust integration with the platform that we chose as an agency, and of course for our customers, then we're going to be able to generate a lot more value for them. So that allows, for example, our customers to do that without having to learn a new software, without having to, you know, teach or train their teams. And all of that allows us to create more value faster. So I love when companies like yours are invested in a platform and you're actually making that integration. For example, the workflow integration, that's genius, because then we can integrate with whatever workflow is already there and just start adding aspects of new touches that are more personalized. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, we don't need people to come directly to the platform. We're totally comfortable, and we actually love when our clients are using us through HubSpot or through Outreach or through SalesLoft or through Salesforce. So yeah, it's super exciting to see the growth that can occur there too.
That's great. That's great. So anything else you want to share? I know you've shared a lot of this, and this is great information. Thank you for coming today and talking about postal, but also talking about some creative ways that people can use direct mail and gifts. Anything else you want to share? I know you guys have something special going on at Inbound.
Yeah, we do. We're super excited about it. Nancy Riley, who's the VP GM of product at HubSpot, is running a breakout session about 5 integrations to help you grow better through anything. And she's going to focus, one of the 5 applications that she focuses on in this breakout is going to be postal.io. So we're super excited about that. Again, we're really proud of the partnership with HubSpot, and they've been an amazing team to work with. So the fact that they're going to take a few minutes to highlight and spotlight our tool is a really big deal to us. So yeah, we're really excited about that.
That's awesome. So if you're going to Inbound, definitely check that session to learn more about Postal. And of course, we're going to share some more resources and things that you can use and check on postal.io, so you can learn more about how using gifts and direct mail can help you during these times, but also help you with all kinds of different campaigns. I love the idea of getting creative with these things. The same way you mentioned people are taking their personal events and turning them into webinars. Now, there's something missing in that. We've seen it with some of our customers, and the idea of bringing that personal touch, I believe that's going to make a big impact in the brand affinity also to that company. So again, thank you, Ben. Anything else you want to share?
I should probably say what time the session's going to be.
Yes.
It's September 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern. So yeah, we'd love for everyone to give it a look. I think they'll like what they see.
Awesome, Ben. Thank you very much for coming today and for sharing everything. We'll definitely link to your website and all the resources so people can learn more. And stay safe. Good luck at Inbound. And hopefully everybody go check their session for Postal.io at Inbound 2020. Okay. Thank you very much, Ben.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Enjoyed it.
Take care. Have a good one. Stay safe. Bye.
This episode of MarTech Masters was produced and edited by Next to Me Marketing. To watch the series, visit our website at nexttomemarketing.com. Subscribe to our channel to keep up to date with the latest news from our friends and MarTech Masters.